Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Well, hi again, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Consistently Fit Podcast. And we're here to help everyone get consistent and help them become simply fit physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. That's our goal. That's what we determine to be the most important things. That's the balance that you want to strike. You want to be fit in those areas. Because when you're fit in those areas, you're not thinking about being angry, bitter. You're kinder. You're more caring. You practice self-love, and you also practice self-care, which is something I don't think we talk enough about. But the bottom line is you got to take care of yourself. And I've been on that kick for a long time, trying to be sure that I take care of myself. I have setbacks. I have had quadruple bypass. I have broken bones. I've had torn ligaments, tendons, I've been sick. There's a lot of things that have happened. And over the course of my life, I wasn't cared for very well as a young boy. My parents didn't have any health insurance. We didn't go to the doctor unless we were near death, like when I had an appendix. They finally took me to the doctor. But the bottom line really is, what are you doing now in terms of self-care? How are you taking care of yourself? And you got to balance those four areas. You just have to balance those areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And when I think of this, see, I'm 69 years old. And part of my problem that I had for years, and I probably still have it to this day, is the idea that I could out-train a bad diet. In other words, you could exercise enough so that you could eat whatever you want, and I have to tell you that's not true. That's not true. And if you try to do that, you'll do nothing but be a fat person that exercises. That's not going to happen. So we all know that diet and exercise kind of goes hand in hand. Diet and exercise. You know, if you see a bodybuilder, you're not going to see him sitting, you know, in the gym eating ringdings or bad food. They try to eat the very best way they can to help their muscles grow. Now, I'm not saying, I don't know what the hell they eat in the off season. I'm sure they eat a lot because some of these guys balloon up, and the ballooning and then the cutting of weight put such a strain on their heart that some of them they don't survive. But the point that I'm going to be making to you today is, number one, you can't out-train a bad diet, but moreover, how much exercise is enough? How much exercise is enough? Especially as you get older. Especially as you get older. How much of it is enough? And I will tell you, if you have a reasonable diet, you don't have to exercise as much as you think. And for some of us, walking may be enough. So let's take a look at what we can do in terms of just trying to be sure that we don't gain weight, we take care of ourselves, we don't end up with high cholesterol, and we don't end up with sugar problems, we don't end up with heart disease, and we don't put ourselves in a position where we're not going to be able to reap the benefits of a long life. So what do they talk about in the news? What do they talk about? What do they talk about in all of the outlets that talk about physical fitness, especially for older people? They talk about resistance training. Resistance training. And you can do resistance training pretty well with a lot of things. You can use your own body weight. You can use a set of dumbbells or barbells. You can use resistance bands. You can do calisthenics. You can do a lot of different things. I like variety. I like variety. And I do know that because of the fact that we've gotten older, that our bones don't hold up as well, but they do tell you that resistance training will increase the density of your bones so that you will end up stronger in case you have a fall. Now, the other piece of the puzzle here is you have to work on balance as an older person. You have to balance yourself. So if you're walking downstairs or if you have, lifting your feet is probably the biggest thing that you can do when you walk as an older person. Don't walk and cause the front of your foot to scrape the ground, because you're going to trip. You're going to trip. And when you trip, you're going to fall and you could break something. That's one thing. The next thing is, you know, in terms of overall fitness, you know, for how, yeah, more, I think the real title of this podcast is How Much Is Enough? How much is enough? So you know that you want to do resistance training. How much should you do? Twice a week. Do it two times a week and you'll be fine. Resistance training. And now I will share with you that you only need to do three or four exercises. A deadlift, a squat, which you is a must, rowing motion, which is a great exercise for your back, and really, that's it. They'll tell you to do bench presses. They'll tell you to do military presses. Well, you know, let me explain something to you. A bench press isn't that bad because you're really working a large muscle group. That's what you're doing. It's a large muscle group across your chest. And when you combine that with a rowing motion, you have a push and a pull. And that's not all bad. But you don't need to work the small muscle groups. You don't need to do, you know, like curls and military press and things like that. You don't need to waste your time with those. You need to work the large muscle groups, which are compound exercises. Rowing, squats, deadlifts, and if you want to throw in a bench press, that's fine. Now, what I would do, I would take those four exercises. Let's assume we're going to use the bench press. And what I would do is I'd split them in half. I would do a bench and I would do rowing one day a week. And I would do squats and I would do deadlifts the other day. So there you have it. Tuesdays and Thursdays, four exercises. You get them done. Give yourself a good workout with some resistance and away you go. And you can do it with bands, weights. You can do it a lot of different ways. You can go to the gym, get on machines. You don't have to spend half your life in the gym. You go in, you do these, you do three or four sets of those exercises at an appropriate weight, and you'll be fine. Maybe 10 repetitions per set. So that's that. So you know that you got to do a little resistance training. But that's not killing you, and that's not really that big of a deal. I mean, you could get that done if, in fact, you want to do it. People talk about you got to do the core. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, you do deadlifts, they'll take care of your core. But if you want to take care of your core, and you may have to look some of these exercises up, look up doing bird dogs and planks so you don't lay on your back and strain your neck trying to do crunches or some other exercise that really older people shouldn't be doing. Then what's next? Then you do a little bit of what's called high intensity training. High intensity. What does this mean? If you walk during 2 days a week during one of those walks, pick up the pace for about 10 minutes. Just pick up the pace for 10 minutes. And do that twice a week. You're going to have your basic walk, no question. But then you're going to pick up the pace twice a week and you're going to go faster for 10 minutes. Now, you can do other things. You can get on a stationary bike and pick it up for 10 minutes on a stationary bike. You could be on an elliptical and pick it up for 10 minutes. I enjoy jumping rope. That's what I like. I like to jump rope. I'm 69 and I've been jumping rope a long time. I will tell you, as soon as I got through with my bypass, I went back to it. And it wasn't very long. It was only 6 weeks that I was off it. Doctor told me I could do it. I did it. But that's what I do. I suggest if, as you're older, you do that twice a week. That's enough. And then the rest of the time, you walk. You try to get in 10,000 steps a day. Try to get in 10,000 steps a day. And you'll find that you're going to do fine. You'll do fine. You can get in these 10,000 steps in a grocery store. You know, let me share one thing with you, which I think is important for us to understand. Number one, Many years ago, we went grocery shopping. We walked around the store. That was exercise. And we ended up getting, you know, some of our steps in for the day, and we didn't even know it. Now you pull up to the store, they bring everything out to you. Now you can make a phone call and they'll deliver the food to you. You could do it online. You don't have to get out. You know, sometimes the ease of having some of the things done for us that we used to do on our own has debilitated us physically, and we don't even know it. It's completely debilitated us, and we're in bad shape because of it. No walking in the store. You know, we have backyards. We let dogs run in the yard. We don't walk the dog. Kids don't play anymore. The function of life has changed to the degree that we become lazy and we don't even know it. And that's why everybody runs to a gym, because we don't exercise enough just basically exercising through daily activities like going grocery shopping. So you're going to walk whatever days you have. You're gonna do a little intensity work with your walk 2 days a week. You're gonna lift some weights 2 days a week, and the other days you're gonna end up walking. But you could actually walk 7 days a week, because the amount of weight training that you're gonna do isn't going to wear you out, and you can get in a walk. And then those other days when you're increasing your intensity while you walk, well, you're walking anyway. So those 2 days when you're doing your weight training is not that big of a deal. Okay, what you're doing is you're strengthening your bones, you're strengthening your muscles, you're getting stronger. And there are exercise-specific exercises that you can do for walking that will make your walking stronger. They'll strengthen your hamstrings, strengthen your glutes, strengthen your calves, your shins, your feet. These are all exercises that you can do. Matter of fact, I may put up a YouTube video of what you can do. But the bottom line is, you can't out-train a bad diet, number one. Number two, exercise is a necessity. It's an absolute necessity of life, and you have to do it. It has to be done. Decent diet, I don't know what you eat in terms of breakfast and, you know, this type thing, but the bottom line is, if you're eating reasonable, bowl of cereal, you know, I'm not a big cereal fan, but, you know, if you eat a bowl of cereal, if you have fruit, you have a cup of coffee. My father's breakfast for years was 4 prunes, stewed prunes, 2 slices of protein toast, which I don't even think they make anymore, and a cup of coffee. His downfall was, you know, after he got through with all of that, he had 2 Lucky Strike cigarettes. And then he forgot his blood pressure medication, and the guy died of a stroke. So the diet, you know, he couldn't out-train a bad diet. He didn't do anything except have a good diet. He had a good diet, but the good diet didn't help him because of the cigarettes. The point here is, what is enough and I just gave you what enough is. 4 days. 2 days of some weight training. 2 days of some walking and cardiac, a little intensity work, and you're fine. You're fine. You'll be fine. Your body will thank you. Your heart will thank you. You'll feel better. You'll look better. And you won't feel like you're living in a gym or you're putting in so much time exercise you don't have time for anything else. The other thing is, make movement functional for your life. Make it functional. Make it something that you build into your day in terms of lifting things. You know, maybe you got to put some mulch down so you carry a few bags of mulch throughout the day. Or maybe you're going to, you have to get to a store and maybe it's only a mile away. Walk to the store. You know, do something that basically combines your lifestyle with exercise, and you will have enough. You will have enough if you do exactly what I just told you. 4 days, 2 days of weight training, 2 days of intensity walking, and then walked other days, and keep your exercise functional. And you'll be fine. You will be fine. For some reason or another, I'm just moving my microphone. For some reason or another, people think that more is better when it comes down to exercise, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. Your body needs a certain amount of exercise, but it doesn't need the type of exercise that like trained athletes need. I'd like to consider myself a trained athlete. I would, because I've trained for athletics my entire life. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm 69 now, and I'm not training for anything, but I think I'm training for longevity. And I think that's an important piece. So, that's enough. It's enough exercise that'll keep you in good shape. Just watch your diet. You don't have to go on a diet. Watch your diet. Those are questions that people ask me. Well, what do you do? Do you cheat on a diet? Yeah, you can cheat. You could cheat every day if you want to. If you're watching your diet every single day and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you could probably have a dessert every night. But the bottom line is, if you're eating bad all the time, you know, you're not going to reap the benefit of the exercise. Then some people have a cheat day. They do it on a weekend. Or they know that they're going to be going to a gathering of people, and what do? They watch themselves for like a week or so. They don't eat, too much stuff that's going to put weight on. And then they go to this wedding, or they go to they're going out to dinner with a group of people, and they can eat what they want. We are such a pleasure-oriented society. We are so pleasure-oriented. We can't take one bit of deprivation. And our kids have seen this, and we don't want to deprive our kids. And now what we've done is we've created overweight kids. You know, and this is ridiculous. I know for a fact when I was a kid, I didn't get dessert every night. No way. I'm lucky if I got dessert any night. You just didn't have it. And then occasionally you would, all of a sudden mom would pop out a cheesecake or she would do something, but we didn't. We weren't loading up, you know, on stuff. I will tell you the biggest problem that we had, and it affected me going forward, was the idea that I had, I was raised over a bar. So you know what was around all the time. Peanuts, pretzels, potato chips. Peanuts, pretzels, potato chips, and then Cheez-Its. All kinds of salty stuff. And you know, and I ate so much of that, I ended up with high blood pressure at a young age. Bottom line is, I ate too much of that stuff. But in terms of dessert at the table, we didn't have it. We didn't have it. Just watch yourself. Take those 4 days. Do what you can with them. Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday. Monday, Wednesday, walk a little faster on the days that you're trying to get a little intensity in. Tuesday, Thursday, do your weight training. Squats, deadlifts, rowing, bench press. You're done. You can do that in 2 days. I'm going to say 3 sets of 10, you'll be in great shape. You'll be in great shape. You'll feel good. You'll look good. And you'll grow into an older person with a lot of dignity and who really does look like he cares and she cares about themselves. My name is Jim Burns. You've been listening to the Consistently Fit Podcast. I am here with you most days. We have interviews coming up in a week. I know I have an interview. It's 11 o'clock on March 5th. It's raining here in New Jersey, unfortunately. What can I tell you? I have a treadmill in the basement. I'll be able to do something. I ask that you heed my advice. Do what you can. And I wish nothing but a long life for all of my listeners and a healthy one as well. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how big your house is. None of it matters if you don't have your health. So you take care of yourself and remember, always remain simply fit, but also always understand you got to do things consistently to be consistently fit. My name's Jim Burns. Thanks for listening, everybody.